Sonny rushes to the window just in time to see the sun dip beneath Shiprock. He looks down at the band on his wrist. The lights are out. No, he cries. He presses the buttons on both sides, but nothing happens. As Nessa and Connor stare open-mouthed, he slumps to the floor. Why didn't you let me crack the code? Nessa fumes. You know I'm faster than you. Sonny just shakes his head. He can't be a good leader, even here in his own home. Look, Sonny's not the enemy. IR is, Connor jumps in. Why would they want to trap us here anyway? Maybe they want Silver Quicken to themselves, Nessa suggests. Well, if that's the case, their plan is working, Sonny says. Mentor Xenon sending everyone into these simulations to investigate. Pretty soon, we'll all be trapped. And if the students are trapped, the mentors will come looking, Connor adds. And bam! Imperium Regi locks us all in forever, Nessa finishes. We need to get a message out, Sonny says. But how? His pride has vanished. All that matters now is that they stop IR's plan before it's too late. Connor, he says, you're really good at thinking outside the box. Do you have any ideas? Connor paces the living room for a moment. What if, he says slowly, what if we log into Silver Quicken from inside the simulation? Huh? Sonny says. He has no idea what that might trigger or whether it will work, but he doesn't have any better ideas. We can try, but my laptop's not here. We'll have to hack into my cousin's. Will that work? Nessa asks. Can you log into Silver Quicken from someone else's laptop? Sonny blushes. Yeah, I know we're not supposed to, but I forgot my laptop once or twice when I was staying here and I borrowed this one. He leads Connor and Nessa to his cousin's room and digs out a laptop. He feels weird snooping around like this, but he knows his cousin wouldn't mind. He turns it on and the home screen appears. It's locked. Shoot, he says. My cousin always logs me in. I don't know the password. Let's look for clues, Connor says. He wanders over to Sonny's desk and opens a drawer. Sonny resists the urge to tell Connor to stop. He doesn't want to invade his cousin's privacy, but Connor's right. They need all the help they can get. Maybe this could be helpful, Connor suggests. He holds up a torn piece of notebook paper with some writing on it. Sonny recognizes the language on the paper. That's Navajo, he says. My cousin's been super into learning about the Navajo code talkers who helped the U.S. and its allies win World War II. Sonny reaches into his cousin's book bag and pulls out a Navajo dictionary. He flips it open and starts to grab the notebook paper from Connor. Then he stops. Suddenly he remembers Mentor Xenon's words, "Bring out the best in others." Nessa, he says, "You're great with ciphers. Do you want to try to crack this?" Stop. Open puzzle packet number 4. Proceed after solving the puzzle.